You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Building a business that will run without you. Hi, I'm Debbie Sardone, and I help people fix their business. If you had to leave your business suddenly, without notice for 3 months, what shape would it be in when you returned? And even if that doesn't happen, why build a business that can run without you? Well, there's a few reasons. First of all, so you can sell it. A business that cannot run without the owner has very little value. You might be able to sell the customers, but that will bring a lower price than selling a business. A list sells for a whole lot less than a turnkey operation. So another reason, so you can retire and continue earning an income. Not everybody wants to sell their business. Most businesses will go into decline and eventually shrink well below profitability if the owner is not there driving the sales and ensuring the operations. Another reason is so you can enjoy quality of life while you're still involved in the day-to-day operations. Maybe you don't want to retire. Maybe you don't want to sell it. But you would like to have a little bit of quality of life before you retire. Isn't quality of life and freedom in business one of the major reasons most entrepreneurs got started in the first place? Many people leave the corporate world assuming they're going to be able to control their own schedule and control their own life, and oftentimes they discover in their own disappointment that that business owns them and controls them and runs their life. No different than corporate America. So I think another reason is just quality of life. Just to be able to take a two-week vacation without checking in, without checking your emails, without answering text, or being on the phone coaching your staff through a problem. Another reason for building a business that will run without you is insurance in case of a long-term illness. Unfortunately, sometimes that does happen. So if you left your business for 3 months, what would it look like if and when you came back? Another reason is so you can focus on expanding your business or growing your business. If it can run without you being involved in the day-to-day operations, that will free you up for expansion, creating new products or services, and going in a different direction or adding new territories, or starting a whole nother business. It gives you the time to diversify. And I guess lastly, it for some people, it demonstrates the ability to franchise your concept. If your business can run without you, it becomes a franchisable business. And for some, that's a goal. It's really hard to imagine selling franchises if you can't even get this thing to work and to work profitably without your day-to-day intervention. So it helps your business to become franchisable if that's a goal that you have. So of course, there's many reasons for creating a business that will run without your day-to-day intervention. Most of the above reasons emerge from the success of creating a business that runs without you. You might not have intended to start another business or to franchise your concept or to add more territories or more products or services. But as you gained more freedom in your business, because it does run without you, then options also open up to you, even options you had not considered before. The option to retire, the option to take some time off or to expand. So there are many reasons to create a business that will run without you. You don't have to retire. You don't have to take off for 3 months. But wouldn't it be nice to know that you could? And that's what I call freedom. I grew bored with my business after 25 plus years of being involved in the day-to-day operations. I needed out. I was bored. I was ready for a new challenge. I didn't even realize how bored I was until I made the decision it was time to get out. And so, if for no other reason, I would like for you to think about creating a business that runs without you and putting the steps in place so that you have the freedom and the options. If change happens without your planning it, or if you suddenly decide you want to go in a different direction. So there are four things that are vital to success in building a business that runs without you. And I wrote down four things that I'd like to share. Number one, first and foremost, I would have to say, are people. These are the four P's of success. Surround yourself with the right people and do this your entire life. Obviously, if you have problems surrounding your personal life with toxic people, you're going to have a tendency to do the same thing in your business. You're going to tolerate toxic employees and people who undermine your success and undermine your business and your authority. So get good at surrounding yourself with the right people in your entire life, but especially in business. History repeats itself.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.